Welcome to episode 825 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Jerusalem, a city with a history as complex as it is long, has been a focal point for various civilizations, religions, and conflicts throughout the millennia. Evidence of settlement in the Jerusalem area dates back to the 4th millennium BC. By the 2nd millennium BC, it was a fortified Jebusite city, a Canaanite stronghold. King David conquered Jerusalem and established it as the capital of the United Kingdom of Israel. His son, Solomon, built the first temple, making the city the spiritual center of Judaism. Nebuchadnezzar II of Babylon captured and destroyed Jerusalem, including the first temple, and exiled many Jews. Lamentations paints a heart-wrenching portrait of a city swallowed by destruction, a consequence of sin and rebellion. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, mourns the devastation with raw honesty, his cries resonating with the lamentations of Jesus, as the Son of God wept over Jerusalem centuries later. Both prophets recognize the city's fall as a consequence of its straying from God's path, highlighting the profound connection between sin and suffering. Yet, within this shared lament, a subtle shift unveils itself. Jeremiah's anguish bleeds into a glimmer of hope, a promise of restoration echoing in the verses. Lamentations 3:31-32. For the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he causes grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love. This nascent hope finds its fulfillment in Jesus, the embodiment of that divine compassion. He did not merely weep over Jerusalem's destruction. He offered himself as the ultimate sacrifice, the bridge between humanity's sorrow and God's endless love. The Book of Lamentations also lays bare the raw humanity of God. While it details God's righteous judgment, it does not portray him as a distant, vengeful deity. Instead, we see a God who grieves alongside his people, his heart etched with the scars of their suffering. We see this mirrored in the life of Jesus, who wept with those who wept, his own tears blurring the lines between divine and human, revealing the boundless empathy of our Lord. As the capital of Judah, Jerusalem was the epicenter of the kingdom's political, social, and judicial activities. Its fall and destruction, which Jeremiah lamented, symbolized the collapse of the nation itself. Lamentations teaches us that sorrow is not antithetical to faith, but an integral part of our journey. Just as Jeremiah embraced his grief, Jesus did not shy away from his own pain. He wept in the Garden of Gethsemane, sweat turning to blood as he grappled with the weight of human sin. He cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? In these moments of profound vulnerability, Jesus demonstrates that acknowledging our pain, like the lamentations in the book, can be a powerful prayer, a raw cry for connection with the divine. In Lamentations, Jerusalem's destruction symbolizes the broken relationship between God and his people due to their persistent sin and idolatry. The fall of Jerusalem served as a stark symbol of divine judgment. Jeremiah viewed it as a direct consequence of the people's unfaithfulness and rebellion against God. Jeremiah's lament for Jerusalem goes beyond its physical destruction. It symbolizes his deep sorrow for the people's spiritual state and their suffering due to their alienation from God. But Lamentations does not leave us in the depths of despair. It culminates in a promise of renewal, a future where God's grace will triumph over suffering. We see this promise fulfilled in the resurrection of Jesus, the ultimate victory over death and darkness. This promise whispers to us even in our darkest moments, reminding us that the tears we shed today will be wiped away by God's unending mercy. Jerusalem was where Jesus' ministry reached its climax. It was the city where he was crucified, marking the pivotal point of his redemptive work. Like Jeremiah, Jesus saw Jerusalem as the center of Jewish worship and the temple. His actions in the temple, from his teaching to its cleansing, were significant parts of his ministry. Jerusalem, especially through Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, symbolized the fulfillment of the new covenant and the redemption of humanity. Jesus prophesied the destruction of Jerusalem, which symbolized both the judgment on the nation for its rejection of him and the broader theme of salvation and judgment in his teachings. Jesus' criticisms of the religious leaders in Jerusalem symbolized his call for religious reform, focusing on the heart and spirit rather than external compliance with religious rituals. In Christian eschatology, influenced by Jesus' teachings, Jerusalem is also seen as symbolic of the New Jerusalem, a representation of the eternal kingdom of God. In 70 AD, the Romans, led by Titus, destroyed Jerusalem and the Second Temple following a Jewish rebellion. Thereafter, Jerusalem became a contested prize, coveted by empires and emperors. Muslims conquered it in the 7th century, erecting the iconic Dome of the Rock, where the first temple once stood. Christians, drawn by the city's significance in their faith, embarked on pilgrimages, enriching its tapestry with their devotion. The 20th century brought further turmoil. The Ottoman Empire crumbled, giving way to British rule and escalating tensions between Jews and Arabs. In 1948, Jerusalem was declared the capital of the newly formed State of Israel, sparking the Arab-Israeli conflict. Today, the city remains divided, with West Jerusalem under Israeli control and East Jerusalem claimed by Palestinians. Jeremiah's lament pierces the ages, a raw echo of God's grief over his chosen people's rebellion. He weeps for the broken covenant, for the altars stained with idol worship, for the hearts hardened against divine love. His tears are not merely personal anguish, but a prophetic outpouring, a glimpse into the consequences of sin and the inevitable judgment that awaits. Centuries later, Jesus stands on the Mount of Olives, and his eyes well up with unshed tears. He weeps not for the physical destruction he foresees, but for the spiritual blindness that shrouds the city's inhabitants. He mourns the rejection of their Messiah, the missed opportunity for redemption, the path that leads not to the embrace of the Father, but to the gates of sorrow. Both Jeremiah and Jesus, though divided by time, share a profound love for Jerusalem. They weep not out of spite or vindication, but out of a deep desire for its restoration, for its return to the embrace of God's love. Their tears are not merely expressions of grief, but prophetic warnings, calls to repentance and a plea for a change of heart. But within these lamentations, a subtle melody whispers of hope. Jeremiah, amidst the ashes, proclaims the promise of a new covenant written not on stone tablets, but on the hearts of men. Jesus, through his own tears and sacrifice, offers the ultimate path to healing and redemption, paving the way for a restored relationship between God and humanity. The tears of Jeremiah and Jesus, then, are not merely markers of sorrow, but signposts pointing towards a brighter future. They remind us that God's love for Jerusalem, and indeed for all creation, is unwavering. They challenge us to confront our own sin and brokenness, to seek forgiveness and embrace redemption. They call us to be agents of hope and healing in a world desperately in need of both. For just as Jerusalem has always held within its walls the potential for both devastation and divine intervention, so too do we hold within ourselves the capacity for brokenness and renewal. May we choose the path of repentance, embrace the healing offered by Christ, and contribute to the building of a future where tears are wiped away, and Jerusalem finally fulfills its destiny as a city of peace and reconciliation. Father, like Jerusalem, we bear the scars of sin and division, yet we remember the tears of your prophets, echoing the depths of your love and the yearning for our return. Forgive our trespasses, heal our brokenness, and guide our steps towards reconciliation. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.